الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أو بلغ النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم السد That a person who sends 1,000 times durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Once again, we welcome you in this beautiful Sunnah-inspired silsila of Madani channel, Hidden Diseases. Today's topic is Israf. Israf means spending unnecessarily, spending wastefully, or spending on something where you should not have been spending. And according to Sharia, the definition of Israf is that to spend against Sharia or to spend against the acceptable norms and the ways of society. For example, spending money on sins, fisk and fujur, buying liquor, going to clubs. In any decent society, these kind of things would not be tolerated, and everyone will agree that this spending is not correct. So that would also be called as wastage or spending wastefully. Similarly, spending money on the strange people, on the friends, but leaving your own family helpless, leaving your own family without much support from your side, that is also called israf or spending wastefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ Do not spend wastefully. And the one who spends wastefully is not liked by him. Means by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that person who spends wastefully. Sadrul Afadil حضرت علامہ مولانا مفتی محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی علیہ رحمت اللہ الحادی writes in خزائن العرفان that if a person spends his whole wealth and he did not give anything to his family, to his children, and he became fakir, he became poor, Then according to the statement of Suddi, this is spending wastefully. This would be regarded as spending wastefully. And if person does not give charity at all, and this is also included in Israf, that he is spending wastefully. That he spends everything on his family, on his children, and does not give in charity. as it is mentioned by Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that when a person spends money in something which is not an act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is small quantity, that is israf, that is wastage. And according to the call of Zuhri, that the meaning of this ayat is that one should not spend in ma'asiyat, means one should not spend in disobedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And according to the statement of Hazrat Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that to be neglectful in the haqq of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, in the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is regarded as israf. And if you have gold equal to Abu Qubais mountain, mean the size, the quantity, so much gold you have, and if you spend all that in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, this would not be regarded as israf or as spending wastefully. And if you spend one dirham in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would be regarded as israf and as spending wastefully. At another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: eat and drink and do not cross the limits. Indeed, those who cross the limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love them. Also, tusrifu, musrifin, these words are mentioned in this ayat as well. Do not cross the limit. Spending wastefully. So when you spend wastefully, you're crossing the limit. Sadrul Afadil Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullah al-qabi writes in Khazain al-Irfan under this ayah kareema, that the reason of revelation, Nuzul-e-Quran, according to the saying of Kalbi, that Bani Amir would reduce their food in the season of Hajj, and they would reduce meat and fat in the season of Hajj, which means that they would not eat much of meat or much of fat. And they would regard this as to be respect to Hajj or to the season of Hajj. When Muslims saw them, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, we have more right to do this. Then this ayah kareema was revealed, that eat and drink, whether it is meat or whether it is fat, but do not do israf, do not go beyond the limit, do not spend wastefully. It means that when your stomach is filled, when you have had enough food, then do not keep on eating. Other than that, when you are in need of food and you feel hungry, you can eat meat, you can eat fat, there is no problem at all. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made haram, anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made haram, do not make it haram upon yourself. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, eat what you want, weigh what you want, and refrain from wastage and from arrogance. A shar'i masala must be noted. In this ayat there is a proof that all the things of eating and drinking are halal, except those things upon which the proof of Sharia has been established. Because this is an accepted and fixed law that in everything originally there is permissibility. Al-aslu fil ashiya'i ibahatun. That originally everything is mubah, everything is permissible, everything is halal, until or unless there is proof against it, a categorical established proof from Sharia. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al Qudsiyah, writes in his world renowned book Fazan Sunnat on the page number 256 with the reference of Tafsir Naimi volume 8 page 390 written by Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, that there are many interpretations of Israf. Number one, to believe that halal things are haram, that is one interpretation of Israf. Number two, to consume haram things, that's also Israf. Number three, to eat more than the need, or to drink more than the need, that is also Israf. Number four, whatever the heart desires, person eats it, that is also Israf. And during the day and night, eating every now and then few times, which will harm the digesting system and will make person sick. And number six, to eat or drink harmful things which are harmful for the body or increase any sickness, that's also Israf. Number seven, all the time person is thinking about eating and drinking. What will I eat now? What will I eat in the evening? What will I eat tomorrow? So always his mind is working on food, on drinks. So that's also Israf. And number eight, to eat to become careless, that's also Israf. Number nine, to eat to commit sins, that is also Israf. And number ten, that person becomes habitual with good food and he is unable to eat normal food, a poor man's food. He developed his habit to such level that he only wants good meals, good food. So that's also Israf. Number 11. One should think that all the nice food that I'm eating is an outcome of my excellence, my hard work. Because I worked very hard, so I got enough resources to afford the good food. A person thinks maybe I have the skills to make the good food. That's also Israf. One should always think that everything we get, we enjoy, and every taste that's there in the food is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dearest Islamic brothers, It is very important to highlight, as la khaira fil israf means that there is no goodness in spending wastefully. Similarly, la israfa fil khair, there is no israf in khair, means there is no spending wastefully in the work of goodness. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in Rabiul Awwal Sharif, hundreds and thousands of Muslims throughout the world, they celebrate Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they celebrate Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they decorate their homes, their streets, their locations, their masajid. The masajid and places are lit up with beautiful lights, and everywhere you see beautiful green flags waving to symbolize that we are in the mood of the greatest celebration in this universe, and that is the arrival of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will find colorful globes shining and illuminating and giving that beautiful attractive light to give a clear message that the Muslim Ummah is happy, Muslim Ummah is celebrating an event which is very, very great in their lives. Similarly, at the occasion of Isale Sabab of pious people, Awliya Ikram, Gyarmi Sharif, Ur Sharif, or remembrance in the Isale Sabab of Sahaba Ikram and Ahle Bayt Athar, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussain, Imam Ali Maqam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and rest of the Ahle Bayt, when we remember them, we show that we are celebrating their day and their contribution and their piety and their taqwa and their qurb in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Somebody question, Mujaddid-e Deen o Millat, Parwana-e Shamma-e Risalat, Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman, that in the Milad celebration, people put up lights, fanus, different types of globes, lights, and decorations. Is this not israf? Is this not spending wastefully? Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ulama Ikram have said, La khayra fil israf, wala israfa fil khayr. There is no goodness in spending wastefully. And there is no spending wastefully in the act of goodness. Means that when you spend unnecessarily, there is no good in it. And it is wastage. And when you spend on something meaningful, something purposeful, something good, something khair, then you can spend any amount. There is no israf, there is no wastage. And further, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala writes, and if the purpose is to respect the dhikr of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then absolutely it cannot be prohibited. Means it is sanctioned fully by Sharia. Hazrat Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala writes in Ihya al-Ulum that Sayyid Abu Ali Ruz Bari rahmatullahi ta'ala reports that a pious person arranged a Milad function, a Maulud function, a Maulud celebration and he lit up 1,000 candles or lamps in that gathering. And a person came with judgmental mind and mentality, and he said, "This is not right, I'm leaving. Burning so many candles and lamps is israf, it's waste." The person who arranged the gathering, the milad function, he held him from his hand and he said, "Come here. Whichever lamp I have lit for other than Allah, please extinguish that particular lamp." So he tried his level best to extinguish, but not even a single lamp he could put it off. All was still burning, because each and every lamp that was shining there was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ikhlas, with good niyat, to give honor and respect and dignity to dhikr of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla and the dhikr of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why these are the anthems of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Lehrao sabz parcham, ay aqa ke aashiko, ghar ghar karo charaga ke sarkar a gaye. Wave the green flags, O lovers of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lit up your homes, because Sarkari Dualam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived. Na kyun aaj jhume ke sarkar aaye, khuda ki khudai ke mukhtar aaye. Why should we not rock with spiritual ecstasy that our master has arrived? And the one who is owner of the kingdom of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he has arrived. He is owner with the ata and the grant and the giving of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Nisar teri chahal pahal par hazar eidain rabiul awwal, sivai iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe hain. May the thousands of Eids be sacrificed on the pomp and glory, O Rabiul Awwal. Except Iblis, everybody is celebrating. That's very true. Iblis is unhappy. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world to put stop to the mission of Iblis, to stop the work of Iblis, to fight the war against Shaitan and prepare people who are ready to fight with Shaitan, and they are ready to inform everyone about the tricks of Shaitan and save people from the tricks of Shaitan. So therefore, the most unhappy person on the birth and on the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Shaitan. So he was unhappy when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And whenever we celebrate his arrival, his coming, he is still unhappy. O lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not fall in the trap of Shaitan and stop celebrating the dhikr, beautiful dhikr of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This dhikr celebration, this milad celebration, has been happening amongst Muslims centuries to centuries. All the pious elders whose piety is authentic by the evidence of this ummah have celebrated Maulud an-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So do not buy the foreign and strange ideas and stop celebrating Mauludun Nabi. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed nearby Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala while he was making wuzu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sa'ad, "O Sa'ad, what is this israf?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, is there israf in wuzu? Is there wastage in wuzu?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Yes. Even if you are at the running river or canal." Subhanallah, from here we understand that the wastage can be established even from the river. That means you must only use the water which is needed, not more than that. And at another place, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "To eat everything that your heart desires to eat is israf, is wasted." So there are a lot of people that who always running behind the taste or behind the desire of their nafs, and they just want to eat certain dishes over and over, and they don't care how much money they spend. There is also israf and wastage. And the hukm of shariat about israf is that if it is established that this act of spending wastefully is against sharia, and then it is haram, and if this act of spending wastefully is against the norms and the culture and the common habits and the recognized way of the community and the people, then it is makruh tanzihi. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, there are many root causes for this sickness known as israf, and there is treatment as well. And one of the root cause is not knowing or ignorance. When person does not have knowledge of sharia and he spends, then there are many sides of wastage in that. But he does not realize that he is wasting because of his ignorance. Its treatment is that before you spend money on something, get an advice from Muftiyan-e-Ikram, from Ulama-e-Ikram, and you may contact Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get the guidance and you will spend your money correctly. The second reason which Ulama-e-Ikram have counted for wastage, for israf, is ghurur and takabbur, is arrogance. Sometimes person wants to show that he is better than others, so he spends his money unnecessarily. Its treatment is that one should ponder upon the harms of takabbur and arrogance, and one should try to refrain from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like person who is arrogant. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam does not like that person who is arrogant. And it is mentioned in Ahadith Mubarakah that the worst of the people is an arrogant person. And a mutakabbir, an arrogant person, will face severe humiliation on the Day of Judgment. And a person who will have little bit of takabbur in his heart, he will not enter paradise. So this is very important, that if person feels that this habit of israf and wastage is because of takabbur, then try to get rid of takabbur, because this is very bad sickness. And the third reason which ulama ikram have mentioned, that person has a desire that everyone must talk about him, everyone must praise him, his name must be sounded every way, to desire to get appreciation from other people, then he starts spending money on a lot of things. It's a show off. And this is very common in our society, that in order to treat this, one should ponder and think that I should get rid of this habit of listening words of praise from other people. That's not going to help me. If people are praising me, but my action is not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the day I will close my eyes and the day I will die, instead of getting any sawab, I'll be punished. Because my intention was not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my intention was to get praises and be appreciated, so people can talk about me and my name is sounded everywhere. So one should forget about seeking name and fame and praise and appreciation from people. Allah will give you a lot of respect and honor and dignity on the day of judgment if you do things for His sake and for His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to refrain from israf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend in His path for His pleasure, for His soul pleasure, not to show the people, not to get praises from the people. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
Indeed an enemy. For his honor.